Hi, and welcome to Food. I'm Mark Bittman. As always, you can reach out to us at food@markbittman.com. Send us questions, answers, rants, raves, whatever you like. Please subscribe to the podcast, rate us, and tell us what you think, too. Glad to have you here.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Today's guest is unequivocally what you would call a fancy chef. Her food is elegant and thoughtful, and she loves sourcing for the restaurant's food outdoors. She has working relationships with her local fishermen, and much of what she does can be seen as a template for how restaurants, notably, yes, upscale restaurants, should be moving forward. I'm talking about Manu Bufara, the chef owner of Manu in Curitiba, Brazil, a restaurant she opened 12 years ago, and which was the first ever in Brazil headed up by a woman chef to serve only a tasting menu. A menu, in fact, that's composed of 60% plant-based ingredients. Really, the only meat Manu serves is lamb, and even that for only a little bit of the year when she can get it from a family member's farm. We'll talk about that. What I found striking in our interview, Kate joins me today, with Manu, was that so much of how Manu works, how the restaurant works, seems so quaint and intimate, and yet the restaurant is internationally acclaimed. That's not an easy feat. Add to that the fact that this year Manu will be opening a new spot in New York, in Chelsea. Exciting for those of us who live nearby. Plus, her book is out today, and of course we talk about that too. It's wonderful, it's gorgeous, it's fabulous, it's filled with interesting stuff, and it's called Manu, Recipes and Stories from My Brazil. We didn't know Manu ahead of this interview, which is often the case with our interviews, but you never know what to expect in that situation. This was an energetic and fun and diverse conversation ranging in topics. And I'm so glad we got to meet Manu and hear about the work she's doing. I think you'll enjoy it too.
I'd love to start by talking about your book, Manu, Recipes and Stories from My Brazil, which does a terrific job of both telling your story and showcasing the food. So you went to university for one semester for journalism, and then you worked at a ski resort. And the ski resort, it seems like working at a ski resort sort of changed your outlook on everything, and you didn't go back to journalism from there.
Yes. So actually, I finished the university after all, but after 7 years later. But yes, so when I was one of my first international trips living abroad, and was in Seattle, in the United States. And when I arrived in the ski resort, wasn't like it's every day they lay off us because wasn't enough snow. So, and then I just knock in a resort, in a hotel. The name is Hotel Salish Lodge and Spa. It's in Snow Cone Falls. And I asked them like, hey, I'm here and I need a job. And it was my first job in the industry. It was I was back service. And I stayed as a waitress for maybe 8 months, 7 months. But in that time, I was 17. So I just want to make money. And when they invited me in the kitchen, because all the time I was doing room service. And when they put me like the plate, you know, the pancakes, I always like, put more fruits, put more red fruits, put more, you know, make beautiful, of course, because I was the one who was delivery and I was the one who was making the tips. And one time the chef come to me and asked, hey, do you want to come in the kitchen? And I said, no, you don't pay enough. And he said, yes, we pay three times more than you receive there. And okay, it was my first day in the kitchen. And I remember like my first job was, they asked me, do you know how to do burger foie gras? I said, yes, of course. So I took, it was a foie gras burger. I never saw foie gras in my life. I was 17 years old. And I put the foie gras in the grill. And when I just, you know, the foie gras melted, like the whole foie gras. And then I said, and then he said, you told me as a, you know, screaming in the kitchen. I was a French guy. And I'm like, what I'm doing here, you know?
So you lied about the foie gras.
Yeah. So not, of course, was my first plate because I was doing pancakes, you know, eggs Benedict. And then they asked me to do a burger and foie gras. I said, because for me, it was like, you have worked with these? Yes, of course. Just Google, go around and, you know, find out, but never say no.
So you were one of the first international interns at NOMA. We might have met there because I was there a couple times in the early days. Renee at that time was still a relative unknown, although starting to develop a reputation. What was that like for you? What kind of influence did that have on you?
For me, was Renee was one of the, you know, I send an email to them because I used to work in Italy. And then the chef, I was doing an internship in Italy for 1 year. And then the chef always give me books and magazines. And one of the magazines was Apicius that I saw Renee. And then I emailed them on November. I asked them if I can come over on January. And they asked me, why the Brazilian want to come in January here? You know, like super cold and crazy.
And all beautiful in Brazil.
Yes. And then I said, no, I want to spend 3 months. So it was my first 3 months at NOMA. 2007, I'm sorry. It was the end of 2006. And then for me, working at NOMA in that time was, you know, you can see how René was working with farm to table, you know, how he was developing the producers, the products, and what's having around them, you know. And I was in Brazil in that time. Everyone was using caviar, foie gras, and you know, wasn't developing besides Alex, but all of the other chefs was, you know, the important things was things coming from abroad, from France, from Italy and whatever. So when I was in NOMA, I said, wow, look what he's doing. with simple products, like simple, I don't know, cauliflower or broccoli, what they have around. But what is his job here? His job is to do the transformation. He is the mind of Norma. So his job is to create stuff with the simple stuff and what he has around. So I said, talking to myself, and then I'm like, wow, this is the chef's job. You know, we have to sell our experience. We have to have a great mind, and we are here in the kitchen. We are paying as a chef or, you know, being here as a leader to do the transformation, you know, to not to kill the ingredients twice, you know, because he's already died once for us. So, and then I
like that. Don't kill the ingredients twice. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, the fish already died once for you, and then come in the hands of one chef, you know, and, you know, you kill again. And so you have to pay attention. And Norma was that experience for me. And when I come back to Brazil, of course, I didn't have my restaurant yet, but I started to writing, you know, in these small books, you know, all my experience and, you know, some phrases, some beliefs that I have, some philosophy that I want. And I start to develop the producers here where I come from. And then I was thinking, one day I will have my restaurant. So I don't have money now in 2007. I don't know if I can, you know, open a restaurant right now, but I can start developing people, you know, producers, products. So when I start my work with the community here in Curitiba.
The recipes in the book look and feel very Noma-esque, but they have that kind of special simplicity about their look that, you know, there's a lot of work in there, but they look like they just sprung out of nature. And I know that you like to source things outdoors and you work a lot with foragers and fishing communities. How did that begin? Is that a passion? And can you talk a little bit about that, about the sourcing from nature?
Of course. So we have we started these projects as the Urban Gardens in 2006. It's a project that belongs to the public politics. And I started the project in 2012 when I started to develop new seeds, to develop, you know, new products, not just lettuce, broccolis, and, you know, carrots. But I started to develop the communities and then be side by side with them. So the urban gardens and the farm, the Curitiba farm, that is it's like a university for all the people who work in the farms, in the urban gardens. They have access to go there, do, you know, some studies to see what is new, how is the soil that they are working, how they can, you know, if they have some plague at the urban gardens. So the urban gardens is something that we developed for community. Chefs, you cannot go inside and grab whatever you want. So I work today with 7 urban gardens here in Curitiba that we can pick up our stuff. So I know the soil that our carrots come. It's two types of soil. It's two different parts of Curitiba. So the carrots, it's a little bit more sweet. The soil is more wet than the other one, is more dry. Because the other one, it's a high soil. It was like a parking lot before. So, you know, the cars and everything. So I start to study. I not graduated in farms or urban farms. And it's so funny because today in the WhatsApp group, they ask me, as I know, you know, they send me like pictures of the animals, you know, the plague that they have. And then I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. But I will find out, you know, I ask my father, whatever. But so I start to, you know, to read, to understand about, you know, how this can impact your vegetable, how this can impact your food, how the water can impact your food. You know, like we have a filter water, the whole Manu today, even in my house, we have a filter in the front of the house. So in the front of the Manu that all the water comes in. It's filtered, you know, you can drink from the tap water. How this is different to cook, you know, how water impact in your, you know, and everything that you eat, or you clean your vegetables. And so this is kind of the system that we start to work in here in Curitiba. The fish is still a problem in Brazil, how they fish. And, you know, because it's something that I really want to do as the same as in Portugal. You know, the fish system in Portugal is one of the amazing that we have in the world. And Curitiba is still a little bit hard. We are 30 minutes from the sea and we have fresh fish, you know, but the fishermen, they still don't know how to, you know, they miss the information and education, you know. It's something that we try to teach all the time, but it's still hard. Even the scallops, you know, today, it's an example. Today we got the scallops from Santa Catarina. It's like 3 hours from here. And it's alive scallops. They just put in a box, no ice at all, you know. And then I said, but why you don't put ice? Ice too expensive. You know what I mean? So they charge a little bit more. You know, it's not something that we're not going to pay it, you know, but it's bad for, you know, because it's a bivalve and it's raw. It's, you know, it's alive. It's something that we're still working. I have an institute today. So we're working with these fishermen. It's one of my, you know, my job in the future. I really want to do this transformation. But we work today with three fishermen that the sea urchin, you know, the shrimp, the langoustines, the oyster, and the scallops come from this guy, Vinicius, his name. So he's really hard work. He drives them back and forth twice in a week to deliver for us. And the other guy is Giovanni, who work with a community of 20 fishermen who just do fish, fishing in the line, not in not, you know, not the, you know, the quantity of fish. So this is how we work with the fishermen. We serve just lamb, sometimes pork. The lamb come from my family farm.
Oh, that's great.
One of my uncles. He produced super organic, super sustainable. So he doesn't have the lamb the whole year. So it's the season, because it's not like you put in for coming, you know, lamb the whole year. So the system, we work between the winter time. That is good for us. So it's between May and August that we have meat in the restaurant. The other times the year, we serve a lot of vegetables and a lot of fish and seafood that come from our coast. Where I come from, Paraná and Santa Catarina, is the bigger one who provide seafood for all over Brazil. So we send our fish and seafood for all the coast, all the Brazilian coast.
Hopefully with ice.
Yeah. This is like big companies, yes.
You're only serving meat those 3 months of the year when your uncle has it, huh?
Yeah. 3 or 4 months in the year we serve the lamb.
It's interesting.
Yeah. And it's when the lamb is good, the meat, it's more white. It's a really small lamb. And then during this time, we work with Hampshire. It's a type of lamb. The meat is more like rosy. It's not so red. And during this time of year, it's the time it's good for them. They start to kill the animals in May, between May and October.
Interesting. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Manu Bufara, Kate, and me.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the multi-terrain select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Hi, folks. We have a new sponsor and an interesting one. We all take about 20,000 breaths a day, and Americans spend about 90% of our time indoors. That indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. And indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So, what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants, so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code BITMAN, B-I-T-T-M-A-N, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to our listeners, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use the promo code BITMAN.
Manu is the first restaurant in Brazil to be headed up by a female chef to serve only a tasting menu. I mean, that's a big deal. And I'm just curious about how it's different in Brazil and what the culture in Brazil is like.
Yeah. I think we change a lot, you know. It was, if we talk about when I opened the restaurant, you know, 12 years ago, a lot of male chefs was dominating, you know, but they were like the biggest guys. Everyone was inspired by them. And I think today, not just in Brazil, but Latin America, we have a lot of women, you know, on the front line, and not just on the, as a chef, but as a sommelier, as a manager, as an investor. I think change a lot. Of course, we need more change because we need more space here. The woman needs more space, you know, as a gender. If we put in our fingers, of course, the male is dominating. You know, we don't have Because when we talk about women in the kitchen here in South America or Latin America, it's a, well, of course, my family comes from Lebanon. And the part of my family is from Lebanon and the other part is from Italy. When they arrived during the Second War, the only thing that they knew it and the only thing that can put them to remember their family was the food. So what the woman do in that time? Because the man worked in the industrial, you know, as my grandfather, and then his wife, what's the connection to stay connected with their country? Is to open a little place and serve food. As a Lebanese, was my first, my family's first business. So the woman was in the kitchen, but it was a casual, you know, to serving a little food and bring extra money to the house, you know, to support the family, the kids, and so it wasn't a work as being front of the, you know, restaurant every day working. No, it was like 2 days work just to bring extra cash and doing some dishes and sell to their neighbors. And if we talk until today, what's this is happening a lot. But if you talk with the woman. I'm talking about big kitchens, you know, as like big restaurant, like 200, 400 covers per night. Mm-hmm. If we talk about the woman in that restaurant, they are just the extra money to the house. You know what I mean? It's not like they are bringing for their kids, they are paying schools or whatever. No, they're just extra money because they work like 7 hours per day. And of course, our industrial doesn't pay enough. You know, it's here in South America, it's really hard to get per month is like $300, you know, at the minimum salary for a cook. So $300 per month, what is that? You know, it's nothing. So I believe when the professional 5 years ago, let's talk here, changed a lot, you know, put like a magazines, chefs start to, you know, being like these master chefs that this TV shows like Top Chefs or whatever, become like, wow, what is this? But in the other side, coming these younger chefs that they want to do the professional as just glamour. You know, so we have the, you know, the good and the bad side. But I think we need more women. And I think they need to pay attention more in Latin America. You know, like the journalists and the people, the Latin America journalists, always the man in the first, you know, still that in our industry here. But I believe it's changing, you know. I believe the power of the woman, it's really changing.
Right. Once we stop having to talk about it all the time, that probably means that the change is complete. Like, yeah. It's still such a novelty, especially someone like you with two young children. It's like borderline impossible to do. So, you know, as women, we all have such trouble juggling everything because we just sort of naturally are caregivers too.
Yes. And all the time we want to explain, you know, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so don't need to explain. And I think it's sometimes it's hard because some women think like, if I have kids, I don't have my professional side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I have to take care of the kids. And I always tell my girls like, you choose me and I choose you. So you choose me as a mother and I have to travel. I have to do stuff. So I work at night. So it's hard, but the time that I spend with them, it's quality, not quantity. So I think it's, and then it's nice to show because we are building the world for these new children, you know, we are building. So when they arrive, it's going to be easier. I believe so. It's going to be easier for them.
I hope so. I really do. I do think that I love the way you said that you choose each other because I do think that there are mornings where, you know, we're all rushing around and it's easy to just sort of get some chores in instead of taking the time to just sit with your kid. But knowing that you're not going to see your kid all day because they're in school, it's important to just sort of sit down, play a game and just leave the laundry or whatever for later. So we've sort of touched on this a little, but you've said that you wanted to change the world with food. And this is something that relates directly to how Mark works, because Mark believes that food is connected to everything. So I'm curious as to what it means for you.
I really believe like the social products that we have here in my city, it's something that we see the change, you know, as food. So as the urban garden today, we have 180 urban gardens that provide organic and sustainable. The family has to do their own compost. So they understand about the trash. They understand about the climate change. So how important it is, you know, we spend the summer here in Brazil raining the whole summer. We didn't have a sun. We have all these disasters, you know, during the January. A lot of people die with the raining. So why is that? You know, because we are not in take care of the planet. So the urban gardens today, we provide this food directly to 5,000 families, indirectly, like, you know, the families that they give food. It's like around 12,000. And then it's when you are in contact with your food, make you happy. You know, like you are growing your own food. You are taking care of your trash. You know, you are doing something with your trash, your own compost. You see live worms to put again in your garden, you know. So we saw a lot of people who was like depressive in the house watching TV. When they come and they have this little garden for them, you see the happiness again. You know, because they are in contact with the soil. It's make when you are in contact with nature, it's incredible. And the other project that we have, it's with the kids. So for kids understand what is the ultra processed foods, the processed foods, because sometimes, you know, as a parent, I believe like because the moms, I'm talking about moms and dads. But when you stay too much out in your job for 8 hours or 10 hours, you come at home and you do for the kid, you buy a chocolate or whatever. Why? Why you need to buy this shit chocolate, like a 2 weeks chocolate, and give to your kids, apologizing for you, you know, we stay out for 10 or 8 hours or doing a trip. You know, I don't understand. I don't get it. You know, and sometimes like in the Easter time now, we have a lot of donation, you know, from private or, you know, for big companies. And they call us and said, we're going to deliver chocolate. And I said, we don't need chocolate. We want, you know, food. We need rice. We need beans. These people, they don't care about chocolate. You know, they need real food because sometimes they don't have food to eat, like, you know, and lunchtime or dinner time. And I think people need public politics need to work with us. And if you think, I already did the match, but how many chefs we have in the world? If each chef do a little talk in their neighborhood, in a school, in a church, and inform people, you know, do like be a speaker or a speech, you know, about food, about the connection, understanding how important it is to sit in a table, to pay attention and what you are putting in your mouth. It's something is missing. So I believe like us as not just chefs, but I think cooks as like front of the houses, we are people who has the information. So we need to give it back to the society. You know, we need to do something to the society again. And sometimes I look at when I'm in the supermarket, my husband said, you're not going to talk with them, because sometimes I want to talk with the people.
I'm wondering what some of your favorite recipes in the book are.
It's the carrot and the cauliflower. I think they are a signature dish. They are at the restaurant, and the connection that I have with the both of the dishes, it's funny because the carrot is a simple carrot, but it's related with three gardens that we started. The three gardens was a community that's really, really poor, and they need to eat better, and they didn't have like a clean water. It was like a hard job to get the urban garden goals over there, and. They produce like one of the best carrots during the summer, one of them. And it's super amazing. And the fermented sauce, It's a fermented sauce that we use it with a fresh, what's the name? Levain. No, it's not fresh levain.
Sourdough starter, yeah?
Yeah. So I always, when we start to do the sourdough, I was eating the pieces of the sourdough, you know, the fermented. I love it because it's a lot of umami and I love it. So one day I tried to, well, this recipe, we started to start them. I have a funny story, but we started them in January or whatever. And to get like a really good recipe was like March. So, and then my first trip, we went to Moscow, cooking in a restaurant over there. It was 10 years of White Rabbit, and they invited us to cook. And I put in my bag the sauce. Okay, amazing, inside the bag, with my clothes, was three dishes that I was cooking.
I know what's going to happen.
So I arrived in Moscow. I didn't know was ferment sauce everywhere.
God.
So when my assistant arrived in my room, I put all the clothes inside the tub. I put soup and I started washing my clothes. I didn't have clothes. It was like winter time. And then it was Sunday. And I said, no. This is not happening. Like a 20 hours flight.
Smelled terrible.
And then we start to cook the sauce, because of course, stupid, in the airplane. Yeah, I didn't cook the sauce before because you have to cook for 30 minutes. Of course, stupid. And then I didn't cook in the airplane. Of course, the sauce, boom, explodes in the bag. It was like a bomb, you know.
I'm just going to interrupt. It does look like an amazing recipe. It's a sauce. It's kind of a sourdough beurre blanc. Yeah, it's a,
yeah,
sour,
it's a
sourdough starter with soy sauce, rice vinegar, garlic, and stirring in cold butter. Yeah. So
yes,
that's an amazing, very creative, interesting sauce.
Manu, we ask everybody this. What did you have for dinner last night?
Well, I didn't. I cooked. I was doing a dinner for Pejuet, but you can ask what I have for lunch last day.
Yeah. You didn't eat dinner? Did you not eat dinner at all last night?
No, I did. I did like a late lunch at 4 p.m.
Okay, tell us.
And so it was a box of sushi, sashimi and sushi.
That you bought?
Yeah. Was at 4 p.m. So it was lunch and dinner.
Are you opening a restaurant here in New York?
Yes, in the end of the year.
Wow, where is it going to be?
In Chelsea, near the Chelsea Market, like one block from there, near that.
Awesome.
Behind the High Line.
What kind of food?
We are going to do like, it's not fine dining, you know, it's the other side of Manu. It's Manu from home.
Oh, I love that.
So,
That sounds great.
Yeah, really
it's
cool.
It's a Brazilian cuisine. Focus on where I come from. So a lot of vegetables, a lot of seafood. And I'm excited, you know, to use some different products that I have here. And I think it's open your mind, you know, when you are in another country and see new cultures. And I really believe when you travel, you become more creativity. You change. You come back home differently. So I think New York is going to be that impact for me.
Okay, well, we'll see you in New York then. Thank you, Manu. Good luck.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk with you guys. Thank you so much.
Same here.
Thank you, Manu.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you to the smart and energetic and brilliant Manu Bufara for all the really cool work she's doing and, of course, for joining us today. You can follow Manu on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Manu Bufara. M-A-N-U. B-U-F-F-A-R-A. Her new book, Manu, Recipes and Stories from My Brazil, is out today. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and consider to subscribing to our newsletter, The Bittman Project, at bittmanproject.com. We'll see you next week when we will have somebody awesome. Bye for now.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.